You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table.
Hey guys, it's a new day, a new week, and Roland has a great snippet of a conversation for you if you are looking to raise capital. My name's Darren Clark, the producer of the show, and today we have Gillian Sidoti as our guest. She's an attorney, speaker, and entrepreneur, and she's an authority in the world of crowdfunding. Before we get started, please take a moment to sign up for our emails at businesslunchpodcast.com and hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Thanks for listening, and let's begin.
Hey everybody, Roland Fraser here. I'm super excited to do this. Gillian, how are you?
Good, how are you? I'm glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about what you do and what you think are the most important things we should talk about today with respect to that.
So I assist entrepreneurs with figuring out how to legally raise capital for their business from mostly private investors, individuals who are looking to get into the next big thing on the ground floor. I think it's really important that we allow mom and pop, if you will, investors to invest in new entrepreneurial endeavors, and that they're not always just available for, you know, the venture capital angel investors. But there has to be proper disclosure to those investors. Those investors have to be treated within the law, properly within the law. And so we focus our law firm practice on doing that. And then outside of the law firm, I try to focus on helping entrepreneurs figure out how to actually get investors through the door. Because if you have the legal element, that's great. But it doesn't do any good if you don't have the marketing element. And if you have the marketing element, but you don't have the legal element, I mean, you risk going to prison.
You can raise money so much faster if you don't worry about the legal thing, though. So answer that.
Right.
How do you deal with that?
And that's right. And so what I tell people when they say, well, I don't want to pay your fee for you to help me, you know, put these legal documents together, it's too much. I say, great, you can pay me like a little now, or you can pay me a lot later to help you get out of trouble with the SEC. And there's no guarantee I'm going to be able to get you out of trouble.
Mm-hmm. That is a good sales tactic. I like that. So, so tell us a little bit about, there's all kinds of, like, there was the Jobs Act, and there's all these Reg D offerings and Reg A's and A pluses and everything else. It can be a little confusing for folks. Will you just share a little bit about that? And then I think having a framework of understanding the different ways that you can raise money, the different things that are available to you, and the complexity of those would be kind of a good place to start. So let us know what your thoughts are on that, Gillian.
Yeah, so let's just be clear. We're talking about when we're taking money in from individual shareholders, members of an LLC, limited partners, whatever you call them, but they're individuals who you are soliciting money from in one way, shape, or form. And so if we look at the law like a tree, we have this big law up here called the Securities Act of 1933. Under that, we have regulations, and those regulations tell us what we can and cannot do under the law. So for example, if you are looking to go out, raise money from private investors, people you already know, you're not going to advertise on Facebook, you most likely can use an exemption that's available under what's called Regulation D. And that probably sounds familiar to a lot of you. So Regulation D. Under Regulation D, we have a bunch of different rules, and there's rules for taking richer investors, there's rules for taking not so rich investors, there's rules for advertising for investors, but most companies are raising capital under that Regulation D, which is a private offering to private investors. And that allows us to take in these investors so long as they reach certain income requirements and certain net worth thresholds, as long as we provide them with what's called proper disclosure. And the proper disclosure is any material fact that an investor would want to know in order to make an informed investment decision. Now, that's Reg D. Now, you might see some companies out there going, anybody can invest. We're raising $50 million. Click here to learn more. that company most likely is under what's called Regulation A. And Regulation A is one of the new crowdfunding laws that allows companies to raise up to $50 million and raise money from anybody. The difference between Reg D and Reg A is Reg D, there's no government, there's no real government oversight. There's laws, there's rules you have to follow, but it's an exemption that you use on your own. And you follow the exemption's rules, and then no one bothers you if you're doing everything right. Under Regulation A, on the other hand, this is where people are actually going out and raising capital by asking the SEC permission. Can we go out and raise capital? So you have to get permission from the SEC first, and you have them review your offering circular to be sure that it's properly written, that it checks all the boxes for the government. And so those are our two offerings. And Regulation A is far more expensive to do and far more time consuming to do than Regulation D, which is why we see most companies doing Regulation D. But it also speaks to another issue, which is that the money we know is better than money we don't know. And that's why you really want to go after people in your current network before you want to go out anywhere else.
Love it. Why would somebody pay more money for the thing that takes longer and costs more?
Because they want to reach a greater audience, a bigger audience. They might already have a big Facebook following, a big YouTube following, a big Instagram following, or they might have a group of unaccredited investors that they want to get them to be able to invest. And the only way they can do that is by doing a Regulation A. Even though it's more expensive and more time consuming, it creates a lot of freedom in the way you advertise for investors and the types of investors you take in. So normally, if somebody comes to me and says, hey, I want to do a Regulation A offering, I kind of put them through the ringer first and see, okay, do you have critical mass in some way, shape, or form? Or do you have something so novel and so unique that doing some marketing for it is definitely going to get you money through the door? Like, so if you came to me and said, I have the cure for cancer, then I would say, okay, that's proper for Regulation A. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I've had clients who've come to me that have really exciting science deals that are like, okay, that sounds interesting. And I think you can do some marketing and bring some money through the door. But if you just come to me and say, I want to do a real estate Regulation A, then I have to ask you a couple more questions. Do you have a following? Are people going to respond to your particular real estate offering? Because there's all kinds of real estate offerings out there. There's all kinds of big companies with lots of money that have real estate offerings out there. So it doesn't make sense for somebody to do a real estate offering under Regulation A, even though most of the Reg A's I do are real estate offerings, unless you have some big following. So I know you've talked about one of the people I've done Reg A's for in the past is Grant Cardone. And it was that way with him. He had this massive following. So even though he was doing these real estate offerings, he had already this big built-in marketing machine that it made fiscal sense for him to do a Regulation A.
Jillian, thank you so much for coming on. What would you say the best way for people to get in touch with you if they have more questions, personal, private questions, or want to actually go and raise some money and get this stuff done the right way?
My recommendation is go to our Facebook Private Money Rockstar. So that's called Private Money Rockstar on Facebook. And we have these things called Private Money Minutes, where you can get little snippets of information on how to raise capital. Yeah.
That's really cool. Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody. Appreciate you taking the time and being with us today. And we'll talk soon.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.